जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारे, यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरावन जारे, जमुना तीरावन जारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारे, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारे, यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, 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 जमुना तीरावन जारे, जमुना तीरावन जारे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Ras Bihari Radha Ras Bihari Radha. Jaya Radha Ras Bihari Radha Ras Bihari Radha. Jai Gaurani Jai Gaurani Jai Gaurani Jai Jai Gaurani Jai. Jai Prabhupada 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 Jai Prabhupada. Guru De, Guru De, Guru De, Guru De.
Jai Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivacharya Stotra Sat. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Liberty Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki, Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktabranda Ki, Sri Siddhadha Krishna Gopi Gopirat Radha Kunshankun Giri Gopradana Ki, Vrindhavana Dhamma Ki, Madhura Dhamma Ki, Dwarka Dhamma Ki, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maiya Ki, Mayapur Navadip Dham Ki, Ganga Maya Jamuna Maya Ki, Vrinda Dev Tulsi Maharani Ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Shri Shri Radha Rasa Vihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki, Shri Shri Nidai Gaurasundara Bhagavan Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we are reading from chapter number 4, text number, verse number, chapter number 24. 5, canto number 4 and text number 5. Rajo Vacha Na Janami Mahabhaga Param Karma Apividha Dihi Bruhi Me Vimalam Jnanam Yena Mucheya Karmabhi Rajavacha Na Janamabhi Janami Mahabhaga Na Janami Mahabhaga Param Karma Apiva Vidhadhi Param Karma Apava Vidhadhi Bruhi Me Vimalam Jnanam Bruhi Me Vimalam Jnanam Yena Mucheya Karma Bhi Yena Mucheya Karma Bhi Raja Vaja Na janami mahabhaga Param karma apama vidhadi Bruhi me vimalam jnanam Bruhi me vimalam jnanam Yena mucheya karma bhi Raja Vacha Na Janami Mahabhaga Param Karma Apavidhadhi Bruhi Me Vimalam Jnanam Yena Mucheya Karma Bhi Jnanam Yena Mucheya Karma Bhi Raja Vacha Vimalam Jnanam Enam Chekar. Mothers, whatever translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Raja Vacha. The king replied, Na, not. Janami, I know. Mahabhaga, O great soul. Param, transcendental. Karma, by fruitive activities. Apavidha, being pierced. Dehe, my intelligence. Brohi, please tell. Me, to me. Vimalam, spotless. Jnanam, knowledge. Ena, by which. Mucheya, I can get relief. Karmabhi, from the fruit of activities. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The king replied, O great soul, Narada, my intelligence is entangled in fruit of activities, therefore I do not know the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge so that I can get out of the entanglement of fruitive activities. Kindly repeat after me. The king replied, O great soul, Narada, my intelligence is entangled in fruitive activities. Therefore, I do not know the ultimate goal of life. Kindly instruct me in pure knowledge, so that I can get out of the entanglement of fruitive activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Narottam Das Thakur has sung. Satasanga chadi kaino Asata vila te karne lagila karma banda phas. As long as a person is entangled in the fruitive activities, he is bound to accept one body after another. This is called karma banda phas. Entangled in fruitive activities, it does not matter whether one is engaged in pious or impious activities, for both are cause for further entanglement in material bodies. By pious activities, one can take birth in rich family and get a good education and beautiful body, but this does not mean that distress of life are ultimately eliminated. In the Western countries, it is not unusual for one to take birth in a rich aristocratic family, nor it is unusual for one to have a good education and a very beautiful body. But this does not mean that Westerners are free from the distress of life. Although at the present moment the younger generation in Western countries has sufficient education, beauty and wealth, and although there is enough food, clothing and facilities for sense gratification, they are all in distress. Indeed, they are so distressed, they become hippies and the laws of nature force them to accept a wretched life. Thus they go about unclean and without shelter or food, and they are forced to sleep in the street. It can be concluded that one cannot become happy by simply performing pious activities. It is not a fact that those who are born with a silver spoon in their mouth are free from the material miseries of birth, old age, disease and death. The conclusion is that one cannot be happy by simply executing pious or impious activities. Such activities simply cause entanglement and transmigration from one body to another. Narottam Das Thakur calls this karma bandha phas. King Prachinabari Barisad admitted that this fact and frankly asked Narad Muni how he could get it out of this karma bandha phas, entanglement in fruitive activities. This is actually the stage of knowledge indicated in the first verse of the Vedanta Sutra, Athatu Brahma Jigyasa. When one actually reaches the platform of frustration in an attempt to discharge karma bandha phas, he inquires about the real value of life, which is called Brahma Jigyasa. In order to inquire about the ultimate goal of life, the Vedas enjoin Tad Vignartham Sagurum Eva Abhagachati. In order to understand the transcendental science, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master. King Prachinabari said, found the best spiritual master, Narada Muni, and therefore he asked him about the knowledge by which one can get out of the entanglement of karma bandha phas. Fruitive activities, this is the actual business of human life. Jivasya tattva jigyasa nartho yascheha karma bhi. As stated in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 1, chapter number 2, verse number 10, a human being's only business is in inquiring from a bona fide spiritual master about extrication from the entanglement of karma bandha phas.
Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurmilitam yenai tasmai shri guruve namah. Namam vishnupadaya krishna prishnaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami iti namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudabani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyabadhi Pasyati Deshitarne. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Mahabhadanaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaur Tuse Namah. Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmahitaya Cha, Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namah. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapti Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalvatra Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama.
Thank you very much, Asim Krishna Prabhu, for giving me chance to speak today on this verse. Indeed, it's an act of purification for me all the time. And such continuous endeavors can focus us to the lotus feet of Krishna. For an absence of almost 1 month from Radha Rasa Bihari and Radha Madan Mohanji temple, on the journey to UK and France, I'm back with you, and I'm really, really very happy to be with you, and especially at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Rasa Bihari, the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Vigra in the whole world. So, we continue to hear from some wonderful topics, that is the correct is of King Puranjana, and we have seen how Lord Shiva has been instructing the princesses, and how the princesses are engaged in a lot of austerity for staying 10,000 years in the water. And because the age at the time was almost about 1 lakh years, so on and so forth. And we see how this king is also entangled into some sort of an austerities for fruitive activities, but he is intervened by a pure devotee like Narada, Narada himself. So because of the intervention of a pure devotee, Narada Muni, he is able to put forward his consciousness. He is trying to open his heart to the devotee. So he is saying that, please tell me about the purpose of life. How can I get de-entangled, de-intoxicated from the materialistic life? And it is the purpose of each and every devotee to act and follow such great acharyas so that we can also de-entangle ourselves. The purpose of becoming a devotee in the making. Sometimes people say, I am devotee for many years. We are all devotees in the making. We have not become devotees yet. And if you become intoxicated, either remaining in brahmachari life for many years, or remaining in grihastha life, or in vanaprastha life, or in sannyas life, if you become intoxicated in any standard of sanatana dharma, any situation, any varga or any ashrama, so you are going to fall down. Intoxication in all the ashramas can be very fatal. That is what we have to learn. In the making of a devotee, one has to execute devotional service in an humble state of mind, always thinking himself as a straw on the street, and trying to understand what is the purpose of my life. Srila Prabhupada showed this example with his own example. He showed everything. At the age of 75, he acted till the end of his life, till the 75 years of his life, he was always meditating upon the instruction of his spiritual master that how can I go to the Western countries, and he You know, it was very, very difficult for him. But he always wanted to fulfill the desire of his spiritual master. And that's how he went to the Western world. And he started his life from a small place. The place known as Bowery. Slum. If I tell you to go in Sain Kolivara and start preaching, if I tell go to Jogeshwari Slum, Prabhuji bahut ganda aata hai. Prabhuji vahan par hum reh nahi sakta hai. But Prabhupada started his spiritual life at Bowery. It was completely slum. His Holiness Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj tells us in his, biography, which he is writing in praise of Srila Prabhupada. He says, Bowery was a dirty place full of drug addicts. Then he went to Etik, and then he went to Storefront. And Storefront was in the lower area of New York. It was the downtown area. And Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj gives us the description of what this downtown area was in 1800s. It was slum dwellers were sitting there, and they were all from 1800, there were slum areas, and who used to stay there? It was Irish people who came there and started their life. And then, there was drug addicts there. Then came the Jews. Then came the Ukrainians, then came the black, and then how this whole downtown area of the New York started building up. America was not all that gold there. This is the history what Satsarup Das Maharaj is telling us. But yet Srila Prabhupada went to that downtown area because at the time he could see the different wave in that downtown area. Prabhupada writes, Satsarup Maharaj writes, who are those people who were there? They were completely upper middle class young youths thrown on the streets. And they were musicians, intellectuals, singers, writers. They congregated in that area, and it was the downtown area of New York at the time. And Srila Prabhupada started, planting the seed among these people, because he had seen that earlier people who went from India, they used to catch Americans, rich Americans, old fellows, and the old ladies. They used to take the shelter of these old ladies so that they can retrieve the money from them against the mantra. But Srila Prabhupada didn't do that. Srila Prabhupada, being the towering, compassionate personality, he saw only one thing, that how can I elevate the consciousness of these disgruntled youths who were completely intoxicated with materialism, wanting to be happy, but they turned to be hippies, and he wanted to make these hippies into the happies by giving them the real Krishna consciousness. When a devotee becomes compassionate, he understands what is real compassion. Just like here we see in this verse, Narada Muni is becoming real compassionate to the king, because he was engaged in the fruitive activities. So Srila Prabhupada gives us a vivid description. What is the goal of our fruitive activities? He will go to the heavenly planets. He will not go to Goloka Vrindavan. What will happen to the jnani? He will become immersed in the Brahma Jnana. He will get entangled into the Brahma Jyoti. But what is the destination of a devotee? Devotee is always in a safe position because he will be always having the shelter of the devotees. He will have the shelter of the Sri Hari. And those who are having the shelter of a Sri Hari, devotees, they are safe. And they are always interested in making the life of other people also safe, because they see them, they are suffering in the material world, and their karmis have got only one goal, to make themselves happy. But Srila Prabhupada says that everywhere people are interested in becoming happy by working hard. From morning till evening, they are working very hard just to make their life very, very happy. But this happiness is temporary, but the real happiness comes from devotional service. And the devotional service to Sri Hari alone can de-entangle us from this material world. Srila Prabhupada gives us a wonderful passage about the Western way of life. And I will give you a little more elaboration in that, because I just returned from the Western life. And you will like to know what is the schedule of a Western life? And if the Indians also try to imitate the same Western life, they will also catch up the same schedule. And what is that schedule? The schedule is, morning, they get up, and their first business is to feed the cat. Cat. Billi. Billi ko doodh pilate hai. The second schedule, at 8:30, 8 o'clock, they take their dog in the park. They walk along with the dog, and after 15 minutes the dog has to do the shit. And the dog, if he does the shit in the park, they cannot leave in the park. They have to lift the stool. And they lift the stool and smell it. I have seen it practically. And they are supposed to bring the plastic bag, and in that plastic bag they lift it and smell it and put it in a box where it is scheduled to be put. I am telling, aankhon dekha hal. I am not speaking lies in front of Radha Rasa Bihari. Lifting the shit with their right hand, doing like this, and put it into the box. After that, what is the schedule? Then they go, and 8:30 they take the breakfast. What is their breakfast? Eggs. Then they have bacon sausages. And they will have hot coffee. This is the breakfast of a Westerner. Then what is the lunch for a Westerner? There is hot dog, hamburger, hot dog with nice beer. Now what is dinner? In the dinner they have to take beef steaks, then they have to take potatoes, and at least 2-3 glasses of the liquor. This is the standard whole day schedule, and in the daytime from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, they have to work, and out of this 1 hour, coming and 1 hour going. This is the schedule of a Westerner, which the modern Indians are all catching up. This is the modern caricature, the schedule of the modern people. We say that all that glitters is gold, America is very good, UK, European countries are very good. And what is the pathetic situation is the Indians are also following the same thing. With my own eyes, I saw even the pious people. You know, I thought that the Gujaratis are the pious people. Their children also are indulging into the eating meat, drinking liquor, the son and the father. They are all sitting together and having a wonderful liquor and enjoying the life, trying to progress materially. But who is going to de-entangle them from this schedule? This entanglement, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, it is karma bandha phas. Even if you have the best of the things at your disposal, which are not best. Even if you are going in a Mercedes Benz, even if you are staying in a bungalow, what is their schedule? At the end of the hard work, they want to take a hard liquor. And out of this hard liquor, they will become intoxicated. And out of this intoxication, they will try to forget the pangs of the material world, which are generated with our own karma. And that karma is karma bandha phas. But devotees, understand, what is the purpose of life? Devotees alone understand this purpose of life. I have seen so many other organizations, they have not been able to be effective. Other preachers have not been effective, but Srila Prabhupada has been effective in generating devotion in such people. And we are grateful because of Srila Prabhupada's intervention in their lives, we could see that our lives are changing. But out of them, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadante. Because of the pure devotees' intervention like Srila Prabhupada, those Westerners who took up Krishna consciousness, you can see them giving Krishna consciousness to the present age. And one of such wonderful Vaishnava is coming today, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, who also grew up in a very aristocratic family. He was having everything at his disposal. But when Prabhupada intervened in his life, he gave up that intoxication of life and surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. You must be knowing the story. When the parents of His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj came, they wanted to give the big check to Prabhupada. They wanted to take the son back. But Giriraj Swami said, Srila Prabhupada said, if you want to take your son back, but don't show me the checks. And we see that he is enlivening and preaching all over the globe and inspiring the devotees. This is, you know, out of many, many people who came in contact with Prabhupada, one of the disciples, Giriraj Swami, he is showing with his own example that whatever you hear from a pure devotee, you have to practice. If you are not able to practice your life, you cannot become devotee. At any given stage, there will be a lot of downfalls. Another wonderful devotee from India, he went for a higher degree. He wanted for a higher education. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He wanted to do the triple MBA in McGill University. Again, aspiration for a higher education. Good parentage, Giriraj Swami Maharaj. But they came in contact. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj came in contact with Prabhupada and he gave up instantly the big job in Coca-Cola company. And surrendered to Prabhupada. because he could understand the intervention and intentions of the pure devotee. Intervention and the intentions of the pure devotee is not to see that he retrieves the money from you, even if you are reciting Bhagavad Katha and enjoy in India a Mercedes-Benz. You don't have to show the Brajavasi your Mercedes-Benz after reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. You have to show how much renounce you are. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. If that is coming from reading Srimad Bhagavatam, that can change the life of people in the Western countries also. Otherwise, it is Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam. We see so many Bhagavat Kathagars going to the Western world, raising money and raising families in India. But Prabhupada didn't do that. He stayed simple. Those who stay simple in their attire, in their behavior, they can follow Srila Prabhupada. We see that example from the life of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. We see that life from the life of His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj. We see that life from the life of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And one such souls come here. You don't have to brush aside such saintly people. You don't have to think that they are very ordinary people. You don't have to think that he is not my guru, he is my guru. This dirty consciousness should be removed. And until as this dirty consciousness, my guru, your guru, his guru, will remove, you cannot become wonderful devotee. You cannot understand the mood of Prabhupada. You cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam. If Bhagavat has to be cultivated, it is only to be cultivated to know that how much renounced you are. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. How much you are connected to the lotus feet of Krishna, how much you are connected to the instruction of your spiritual master. And that will show how much you are dedicated. Otherwise, any moment, any situation, there can be fall down. Even if you are the best of the orators of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maya can completely chew you. Maya is powerful, Dunya. Beware. Maya is very, very powerful. Don't get intoxicated with any tinge of materialism. Don't aspire that you can become the enjoyers. Enjoyer is only Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the actual enjoyer. So Srila Prabhupada says that until we give oral reception to the spiritual master, it is not possible for us to get de-entangled from karma bandhana. All these fruitive activities will completely make us to take birth again and again here in the material world. Oh, devotees, this is a chance for us to get de-entangled from the material world and go back home, back to Godhead. Under any situation, don't become ignorant about your existence. As a brahmachari, take care of your life. You don't have to mingle. You don't have to associate with the ladies. Ladies doesn't have to associate with the men. They're just like a fire and butter. Prabhupada always gives the example. You don't have to please each other. You please Krishna, you please Guru. That will give you connection with Krishna. If you become entangled with the emotions and the sentiments of the opposite sex, you are doomed. Great rishis have fallen, great sannyasis have fallen. Who are you, small brat? Take care of your spiritual life very nicely. Vairagya Vidya, cultivate Vairagya. Chant your rounds very nicely. Get up your morning program very nicely. Associate with the right kind of a devotees. That will make you wonderful in your Krishna consciousness. And so this time is closing and I don't want to go beyond the time what has been stipulated for me. I just wanted to give you very clear, you know, instructions. I'm giving you instruction now. All my these 35 years, I didn't want to give you instructions because I am still in the making of myself a devotee. But I feel very sometimes compassionate that I have to speak now. Because, you know, I was, because of the intervention of such devotees, I came to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, I was also going into the greatest intoxicated place. But in 1978, when I came to this place, I had to take the shelter of the wonderful, you know, devotees at that time. Giriraj Swami, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. At the time, you were not there. 1978, we used to do work, clean the temple. 1981, I entered into the restaurant to clean the pots. Like that, we started our devotional service. Everything is complete now. Nothing has to be extended in the heaven on earth, or rather Rasa Bihari temple. Everything is nicely placed. Now you have the chance. When we came to the Krishna consciousness, we had to do a lot of hard work. We had to manage this temple. We gave up our own interest of, you know, continuously studying. All these big stalwarts are here. But this is my humble request to all of you. If you want to become successful in the spiritual life, if you don't want to fall down from the practices of Krishna consciousness, number one, three things I am just begging you to do very clearly. Number one, learn well. Try to practice. Try to read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Spend maximum time. Spend maximum time of reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the 100 books of Srila Prabhupada, cover to cover. Second thing is, practice well. Whatever you are learning, practice it. Don't think you can jump over. Practice everything. Practice sadhana bhakti from morning till evening. Don't neglect this sadhana bhakti. Chant your 16 malas prescribed by Srila Prabhupada. This is the only way you can grow in spiritual life. No other organization has been successful, and no other organization is able to prove that what they are preaching is perfectly preaching from Sanatana Dharma, from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada has given everything. Other organizations, what they are preaching, God knows. I don't want to mention from this platform. And all those who are followers of theirs, they cannot follow. They are all meat eaters. They are drunkards. They cannot restrain their senses. But Srila Prabhupada's disciples, wherever they are able to carry out the legacy of the same parampara, Vaishnava parampara, very, very seriously. That's why ISKCON stands very, 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 very different than the rest of the organizations. And that's why Srila Prabhupada's movement is spread all over the globe. So, oh young, wonderful brothers, learn well, practice well. Without practicing, don't go out for preaching. Very clearly I'm telling you. If you have not fully practiced your spiritual life, if you have not learned the spiritual life very well, don't go out for preaching. You are in the making of a devotee, and understand what the devotee is. What is the characteristics of a devotee? That we can learn from Prabhupada's life. That we can learn from Narad Muni's life. And third stage is preach well. What does it mean? Practice well. Practice well means while practicing, don't find fault with other devotees. You are practicing your spiritual life, don't find faults with other devotees. At any given time, don't criticize devotees. Wo aisa hai, wo aisa hai, wo aisa. Never, any kind of a devotee. Second thing is, don't associate with wrong devotees. Whatever has been learned, whatever has been taught to you, try to follow that 100%. Don't try to mix your own concoctions with it. This is how you will be able to save yourself. And while you are learning, try to learn with proper question and answer sessions. If you have not understood anything, you try to put a question again to speaker. Whether it is Shiksha Guru at your new Bhakta stage, whether it is a Shiksha Guru at a larger stage, whether you are a disciple, go to your spiritual master for ironing out your questions. This is learning stage. Learn well everything. Don't have any doubt left in your consciousness about anything. Whether it is management, whether it is ISKCON structure, whether it is GVC structure, whether it is devotional structure, anything. And then is the preaching well. And you don't have